I'm Lights, Camera Jackson, and this is a new episode of the LCJ Q&A podcast. Joining me is the supervising director of the new Nickelodeon animated series, a lot of buzz surrounding this, the Casa Grandes, Miguel Puga. Miguel, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jackson. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. This is a spinoff of The Loud House, one of the biggest shows on Nickelodeon right now and has been for the last couple years. You worked on The Loud House as a storyboard artist, and now this spinoff. When were you first asked to go from The Loud House and to come over to this spinoff?
Well, it was from my very first episode on season one. We kind of had like a... we never got to meet Ronnie Ann, but we heard about her. She was like the school bully, or just being a bully to Lincoln. And when the writers approached me, they said, oh, who do you think this character should look like? They showed me a little redhead drawing, like a little redheaded girl. I was like, no, we should make her Latina. And then eventually it got into like, oh, what if she's Bobby's sister? And then so it was like all like the spider web of like, oh, what if we did this or what if we did that? So when they finally asked me, it was like during season three of Loud House to join the show. But I've been part of this whole thing since the very beginning.
That is pretty amazing that it was so early on. I've asked people who, other people who've worked on The Loud House over the last couple of years, talking with them, and when it comes to this show as well, how do you deal with and tackle with so many characters?
Well, it helps to have the characters on, especially as a board artist, just to like lay them out, and it's, you kind of have to figure out like the layout, who's the shortest, who's the tall, like the middle, the tallest, and see where you could fit them all in, and then just replace the legs as like walking so they can move like a giant mass. But it helps to have a flat style show, but at the same time we do go dynamic, and I can't wait for you guys to watch some of the big episodes in season one of the Casa Grandes, where there's a lot of characters involved, and it's hard. We're still trying to figure out how to fit everybody in there.
But I'm sure you guys will pull it off, as you have with The Loud House, which, again, has been so popular on Nickelodeon. Has there been a lot of pressure to make Casa Grandes good, to live up to the expectations and to live up to what The Loud House has done?
Well, with the Casa Grandes and The Loud House, coming from Loud House, with the writers and the artists that helped establish the Casa Grandes, which was everyone on The Loud House, one thing we always made sure that this show always had was a lot of heart and a lot of humor. And I think we still have that to this day on both shows.
So do you think for fans of Loud House transitioning now into Casa Grandes as well, you're going to see that similar style and tone, but what are some of the big differences that fans can expect?
Oh, obviously, like the burst of color of the new city, of just the music, the storylines. It's a nice bridge into a Latino household that we haven't really seen in animated series before. So it'll be nice to just invite everyone into this loud and festive, colorful new cartoon.
I watched the first episode. It's going to air October 14th on Columbus Day at 1:30. Most kids are off of school. That was good scheduling for programming there. The first episode, Going Overboard, you directed it. I mean, that's a big responsibility to tackle the first episode of the show.
Yeah, it was a fun episode to work on. And as a board artist, whenever I got working on an episode, I always worked with the writers closely to make sure, you know, I could add or plus jokes, because that's something I always did on The Loud House. And the ending was slightly different from this episode. So I wanted to, like, kind of bring together Frida's artwork and some skateboarding. And, you know, you'll see, like, Carlos X painting at the end that I wanted to bring in there, kind of give them that Basquiat painting at the end that we added in there. And, you know, we pitched it to the network and they loved it. So I think the audience loves it because it has 2.5 million views on YouTube right now.
Holy cow, it's out there already. There you go. People are responding to it. Have you always been a skateboarding fan, Miguel?
I was more of a poser. I would dress like one, but I didn't have the balance. But I tried.
I gotta say, you know, this is a minor spoiler if you haven't seen the episode yet, but trampoline calculators are awesome. That is such a cool idea.
I made that up on a whim, just trying to come up with a new ending, and I was like, all right, how can I get paint splattered on the wall? All right, boom, trampoline calculator buttons.
Man, that would have been so cool if I was in school and going to gym class, combining the two of those. That would have been so fun. We're with Miguel Puga, the supervising director of the Casa Grandes. I just like saying the name, the Casa Grandes. Speaking of school and education, I heard that growing up, you used to draw on your homework all the time.
That's correct. I always hated math. And when it came to taking notes, and I have ADD, the one thing that I always focused on was, like, I could draw and fill this paper up, and hopefully I'll get extra credit if my teacher sees it. I never did. Once I did in algebra, because I drew, a Transformer type character using algebra forms and stuff. That was geometry.
And that makes sense. All the shapes. Gosh, geometry was tough for me, but good for you. Gosh.
Yeah, so I always drew, and it kept me out of trouble. It got me in trouble.
Oh, jeez. Have you heard from any of your teachers over the years, and they kind of say to you, hey, your drawing on my work here paid off for you?
Yeah, I've had a couple of them call my mom, because my mom used to work at my elementary school, and they always tell her, oh, I kept all of his drawings, because he would draw on his homework. I still have them. I'm going to keep them and sell them. They're not worth anything right now.
Maybe someday soon. Man.
When I die. That's how it works, right?
How was it having mom work in your elementary school?
It was fun, and I always got in trouble. So the one thing that they would always tell me is, like, I'm going to tell your mom. I know who your mom is. I could never get away with stuff, especially I was kind of like the class clown, so my mom always heard about it.
I also hear that you are or were a big Ben Affleck Batman fan. Now, how do you think, we have Ben Affleck, he did the couple movies, but now he's stepping away. How do you feel about Robert Pattinson of Twilight fame coming in to play Batman?
Only if he could play Batman Beyond, the futuristic Batman.
But, I mean, you know, a lot of people were surprised Ben Affleck came in. He does two movies and then he steps away. But I have faith in Robert Pattinson. Let's give him a chance. Let's give him a shot.
Yeah, he's played a bat before, so.
There you go. Yeah, the Twilight world. Getting back to the superhero, kind of the superhero of this show, the Casa Grandes, is Ronnie Anne. We have Lincoln at the center of the Loud House. We've got Ronnie Anne as the center of the Casa Grandes. You know, it seems like it was always going to be Ronnie Anne, from what you've told me about how early on this process was. What makes her such a strong choice to be this show's focal point?
Well, she's such a cool character, and one thing we always look into in the characters, especially any TV episode, it's like the audience member has to watch it, and kids especially have to see the character and say, hey, I want to hang out with this person. Mm. So right off the bat, as soon as we're developing Ronnie Anne, we knew she was going to be a standout character just because she looked cool, she was always skateboarding, and she had that awesome go-to attitude that nothing could keep her down. She always found a way, just like Lincoln.
That's good. You know, when I was young, I watched Lizzie McGuire, and I wanted to be friends with Lizzie McGuire, and I think a lot of people did. So now, hopefully, this next generation sees something in Lincoln and something in Ronnie Anne to want to hang out with them. I think that's going to be good.
Yeah, especially with, she has her best friend Sid and all her other character, her new friends in the city, and just all the new adventures that she gets into, and the school, which we'll explore, and just fun-loving, colorful characters that we'll see. And you know, I have a few of my new favorites that I can't talk about right now, but we'll see it. We'll see it eventually.
Cool, Cool. Well, yeah, I think fans of The Loud House, you gotta tune in. You gotta watch this. Casa Grande's, it premieres Monday, October 14th, Columbus Day, 1:30 p.m. on Nickelodeon. It is bright, it is colorful, it is energetic, and the spirit is there. Miguel Puga, supervising director and director of the first episode. So cool. Thank you so much for being on the LCJ Q&A today.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Jackson.
I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. Thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast. You want more? Go to Apple Podcasts, Podbean, and lights-camera-jackson.com. See you next time.